and welcome back to the second boys' game of tonight's features with two basketball games from the district over at Schuyler County. We've got Schuyler County and Canton boys now, and they're being brought to you by Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mabry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. It's 728, temperature 17 degrees. Let's take you to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's broadcast with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. It's the last quarterfinal game, second boys game of the night, number 3 seed, Schuyler County, and number 60, Canton Tigers. And let's take a look at starters fourth. Canton, it'll be Zach Sparrow, a sophomore, Brady Holland, a senior, Dalton Burhorst, a senior, Preston Brewer, a freshman, and Kyle Frazier, a junior. So Zach Sparrow, Brady Holland, Dalton Burhorst, Preston Brewer, and Kyle Frazier, the Tigers 7-14, and Coach Byron Curtis. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cale Wendy, a 5'11", a sophomore, Peter Amon, 6'1", junior, Trevin Small, 5'11", a senior. Ryan Parrish, 6'6", junior. And Noah Newland, at 5'9", and a senior. Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Trevin Small, Ryan Parrish, and Noah Newland. And the Rams go 5'11", 6'1", 5'11", 6', and 5'9", coached by Chris Pruitt. And the Rams come in with a record of 10-14. So both teams are being introduced. We're just moments away from the opening tip. And there's a pretty good crowd from Canton on half. Now in the Schuyler County student section is full. As again, both teams have been introduced, and it will be Kyle Frazier to jump center for Canton. Okay, he's probably about 6'6". He'll jump center against Ryan Parrott. Frazier waits for the officials. Bill Collins will throw up the ball. Ball is up. Pick is controlled by Canton. Dalton Burhorst with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. Schuyler comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. Burhorst gets it over to Brady Hoeing. Hoeing on the deep right wing. Gets it back to Burhorst between the two circles. Dribbles to the right wing. Now Sparrow around the top of the key. Gives it back to Hoeing. He's around the top of the key to Burhorst. To the right side of the circle. Kicks it off to Sparrow. Sparrow gives the ball back to Brady Hoeing. Now a three-pointer on the way. Moves good. And Ryan Parrish off the rebound. Gives it to Kyle Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Okay, that's Kale, not Kyle. Kyle's his dad. Inside it goes to Noah Newland. Put up a shot. That's Cooper Amon. Put up a shot. Blocked by Frazier. And out with it comes Kent. As Hoeing tries a three, no good. And Noah Newland off the rebound. Gives the ball to Trevin Small on the right wing. Small inside, it goes in the right block to Ryan Ferris. Tried to get it back to Small and was stolen away by Brady Hoeing, the Burhorst. Burhorst gives the ball to Sparrow in the right corner. Burhorst gives it to Hoeing. And now, three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Brewer, Preston Brewer with three, and it's 3-0. Can't go the lead. As Small gets it inside to Ferris. On the left wing, Noah Newland. The right wing, Trevin Small for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Frazier, the punched out of his hand by Ryan Ferris. So it's going to be Canton basketball, pressure by Schuyler County. As Burhorst with the basketball. Farrell brings it across the timeline. Dribbles out between the two circles to Burhorst. Now Hoeing gives it back to Brewer. He'll try another three. Airballed it. That's a rebound. Dalton Burhorst puts it up and in. And Canton now to a 5-0 run. Wendy brings it across the timeline to Small on the right wing. Out pops Newland between the two circles. High post Ryan Ferris. Cale Wendy will try a three. Bullseye! 3 points for Cale Wendy, and it's 5-3. Kent with the lead. Ahoyne in the backcourt. Ahoyne still with the dribble. Gives the ball to Sparrow. Sparrow across the timeline in the double team. Bounce past Ahoyne between the two circles. The Burrhorse tried to find Brewer on the left baseline. Threw it out of bounds. It'll be Scott a basketball. As Wendy will inbound to Cooper Amon. Back to Wendy. Now Small on the deep right wing. Out pops Newland. Newland has it between the two circles. The Small between the two circles. So Wendy between the two circles. On the left wing, it goes to Newland. Newland gives it back to Small between the two circles. Now Wendy on the right wing beyond the arc. As Wendy gets the ball back to Newland. Wendy will try another three. No good as rebound. Bounces up, hits the top of the backboard, and it'll go back to Canton. So Brasher by Schuyler County. Burrhorse in the backcourt to Sparrow. Across the timeline to Brewer. Brewer takes it to the right wing. Gives the ball to Horing on the right wing. To Burrhorse, top of the key. Brewer under the basket. Puts his shot up, got it. Justin Brewer with 5 points. 7-3, Canton with the lead. Here comes Wendy. To Newland on the left wing. To Small. Now free throw line. Ferris. Underneath it goes to Cooper. Cooper puts up a shot blocked by Frazier. And down with the basketball comes Frazier. Gives it to Sparrow. The Burrhorse top of the key. Hoeing on the right wing. The Burrhorse. Backdoor play to Brewer. Shot up. Got it. Justin Brewer with 7. And Scott County wants a timeout. 4:13 left to play in the first quarter. It's Canton 9 and Schuyler County 3. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
If you witness a wildlife violation and decide to report it, get as much information as possible. Vehicle descriptions and the types of violations witnessed are essential in apprehending violators. When obtaining vehicle information, try to get the license plate number first. Write it down if you can. To report wildlife violations, contact your conservation agent or call your local sheriff's office. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 4:10 left to play in the first quarter. Canton leading 9-3. Schuyler with the basketball. It's Wendy on the right wing, Amon in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Newland on between the two circles, Small between the two circles. To Wendy on the left wing. On the left side of the circle, Ferris. This is a new one, Small. Amon has it in the right corner. To Wendy on the right wing. Wendy gives the ball to Newland. Around the top to key to Ferris at the free throw line. Ferris to Small. Now it's Wendy driving the baseline. Lost the ball, picked up by Newland. Newland will try the shot on the way. No good. Frazier off the rebound. To Burrhorse. Burrhorse will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Hoeing on the deep right wing. Now Burrhorse top of the key for three. Bullseye. 5 points for Dalton Burrhorse. 12-3. Canton with the lead. As Small gives it to Wendy. Now bounce pass to Amon. Amon fall away. 10-footer. Got it over Frazier. 2 points for Cooper Amon. 7 points. Canton lead. Burrhorse gives the ball to Brewer across the timeline. Brewer dribbles into a double team, gives it back to Hoeing, and Hoeing in the right corner to Brewer for three. Oh, no good. And the rebound. Sparrow tried to get it and jumped over everybody, so the foul's going to be on Zach Sparrow. That's his first. 2:49 left to play in the first quarter. 12-5, can't move the lead. Scott over the basketball. Wendy gives it to Small, back to Wendy. Cooper Amon, free throw line. Back to Wendy on the left wing. Newland in the left corner. Amon tried to give it back out to Small and put it over Small's head and out of bounds. So turnover, Schuyler County. Burhorst, rolling down to Hoyn. Face you by Schuyler County to Burhorst. Burhorst makes a bad pass all the way by Small to Ferris. Now Ferris falls down, and a ball, loose ball, is picked up by Sparrow. They get it to Brewer on the left wing. The Burhorst between the two circles. Sparrow on the deep right wing. Burhorst between the two circles. It's Burhorst. Dribbles the ball around to the deep left wing. Now Sparrow inside to Frazier. Had the ball stolen away by Wendy. Wendy gives it to Ferris. Lost it, picked up by Newland. Newland cut off on the left baseline. Wendy will try three. Bullseye! Kale Wendy from the left wing. Makes it 12-8. 6 points for Wendy. Sparrow. Bounce past the Burhorst. Across the timeline to Frazier. Stolen away by Newland. Newland takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Newland with 2 points. And now it's a 2-point Kent lead, 12-10. 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. Burhorst dribbles into a double team. Looks for somebody. Pass to Hoeing. Hoeing to Sparrow between the two circles. Inside to try to go to Frazier. Ball fouled away and stolen away by Cale Wendy. Wendy gets it to Trevin Small on the right wing. Back to Wendy, top of the key. Pass past Amon, free throw line to Ferris. Back to Amon. 15. Put her on the way and got it. Cooper Amon with 4 points. We're tied at 12. Less than a minute left to play in the first quarter. Sparrow in the backcourt. Pass past to Burhorst. Burhorst across the timeline to Hoeing. Hoeing takes it right to the middle, throws it up and got it. 2 points for Hoeing, 2 points. Can't believe 14-12, 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Amon right side of the circle. Amon gets it back out to Small, to Wendy. Wendy goes down among the trees and tried to get it back out to Newland. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grady Hoeing, and that's his first foul. There's Noah Newland will check out. Connor Smith checks in. Also checking in is Mason Humphrey. And Trevin Small checks out. Wendy will inbound to Amon on the left baseline. Kicks it out to Humphrey, top of the key. Now Wendy drives the baseline. He'll put the shot up, missed it. And Frazier comes out with the rebound. Frazier gets the ball ahead with 7 seconds. Now Burhorst gets it out to Sparrow. The Brewer for three, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds with 3/10 of a second left to play. As Trevor Biggerstaff knocks the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Canton basketball as Sparrow will inbound. Sparrow looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Biggerstaff, shot up at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Canton 14, Schuyler County 12. Back in a minute, this is KMM Sports.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Irwin High School. We start the second quarter, second boys game of the evening, and Kent leading Schuyler County 14-12. Schuyler County will have the basketball. Connor Smith will inbound the far sideline to Wendy. That's Cale Wendy. Takes it right at Frazier. Puts the shot up. Got it. Cale Wendy with 8 points. We're tied at 14. Frazier by Schuyler County. Burhorst gets it over to Sparrow. Sparrow guarded by Humphrey. Dribbles into a double team. Gets the ball across the timeline to Tyler Frazier. Frazier gets the ball out to Biggerstaff. Now Burhorst with three. Bullseye. Dalton Burhorst with 8 points. 3 point count lead 17-14. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Man to man defense by Camp. Humphrey across the free throw line out to Heyman on the left wing. Smith on the left wing. To Wendy on the right side of the circle. Takes it right at Brewer. Puts up the shot. Missed the shot to do the foul. The foul's going to be on Preston Brewer. So Brewer picks up his first foul, and Cale Wendy will be at the line. He'll shoot a pair as Wendy with eight looking for nine. Shot up, missed it. Trevin Small gets set to check back in from Schuyler County. He'll check in, and Ryan Paris will set down. Also checking back in the ball game is Kyle Frazier. And out of the ball game comes Tyler Frazier. So Wendy, eight, looking for nine. Shot up, got it. 9 points for Cale Wendy. 2 point Canton lead, pressured by Schuyler County. Burhorst in the backcourt, the bigger staff, the Burhorst. Burhorst across the timeline, takes it down to the right lane. Now fans back out to the right wing, the bigger staff. Bigger staff into a double team. Kicks the ball back at the swirl. Now Burhorst for three. No good. And Trevin Small off the rebound. And Small will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Connor Smith on the right wing. To Small between the two circles. And Small between the two circles. Now to the left side of the circle. To the left wing. Gives the ball to Wendy. And Wendy will bring it out between the two circles. To Smith inside to Amon at the free throw line. To Small. To Wendy on the left wing. Out pops Connor Smith. Now Trevin Small for three. Bullseye. 3 points for Trevin Small. 18-17. 1 point Schuyler lead. Ahead to Biggerstaff in the left corner. He's in a double team. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it out to Sparrow. Now Brewer on the right wing. Back to Sparrow between the two circles to Burhorst. Biggerstaff in the left corner. The Burhorst, Sparrow between the two circles. The Brewer tried to force the ball inside, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cooper Amon, and that's his first. That's the first team foul against Schuyler County. So Biggerstaff will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Brewer. Sparrow for three. No good. And Trevin Small off the rebound. Now it's a foot race. Underneath it goes to Mason. Humphrey off glass, got it. Give this to Trevin Small. Perfect 2-on-1 fast break. Biggerstaff on the backcourt. Gives it to Brewer. Between the two circles out of the double team to Burhorst. Off the baseline from 10. No good. Trevin Small off the rebound to Amon. As Cooper Amon brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Humphrey on the right wing. Wendy in the right corner. Wendy. Takes it out to the right wing beyond the arc. Back to Humphrey between the two circles. Now Small. Underneath the basket. Tried to throw it either to Wendy or Humphrey, and it bounced past what between the both of them. So now Wendy's going to check out, and Cooper Amon's going to check out. Noah Newland checks back in. And Ryan Ferris checks in. The Burhorst, the Brewer. Brewer tried to get it inside to Frazier. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Canton basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 20-17, Scott over the lead. Burhorst to the top of the key for three. On the way, spins in and out, no good. And Paris comes off the rebound, tied up by Brewer. Alternating possession, stays with Canton. 4:54 left to play in the first half. So Brady Hoeing will inbound. Nope, it's going to be Burhorst. Burhorst will inbound underneath his own basket to Brewer for three on the way. In and out, no good. Frazier with the rebound. His putback, no good. And Paris off the rebound to Connor Smith. Smith gives it out to Brewer to Humphrey. Now Trevin Small on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Humphrey. In the left corner, Connor Smith to Humphrey on the left wing. to Trevin Small. Now Newland in the right corner. Smith on the right baseline to Humphrey. Trevin Small on the left wing. In the left corner to Newland. Dribbles out to the left wing. Finds Humphrey on the right wing. Small. Inside to Smith. Smith to Ferris. Back to Humphrey. Now Trevin Small in the left corner. Ferris. Little five-foot jumper. No good over Frazier. And Frazier off the rebound. To Burhorst. Ahead to Brewer. Brewer inside the arc of the left wing. To Burhorst. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Dalton Burhorst with 11 points. And we're tied at 20. As Newland across the sideline to Small. Smith has it in the right corner. To Humphrey. To the left wing to Newland. Newland lost the ball to Holling. And Holling steps on the sideline. Doug goes back to Stroud County with 3:44 left to play in the first half. As Mason Humphrey will check out, Kale Wendy will check back in. As Wendy gives it to Small on the right wing. Al pops Newland between the two circles to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy down the left lane. Puts up a little five-foot jumper, no good. Frazier comes off the rebound. The Burhorst, ahead it goes to Biggerstaff. Reverse layup, no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it. Comes Hoeing, puts it up off glass, no good. Rebound, bump for it, out with it. Comes Trevin Small. And Small across the timeline. Wendy on the right wing, drives the right baseline. He's cut off by Frazier underneath. They go to Ferris, now Connor Smith for three, bullseye! Three-pointer by Connor Smith, and it's 23-20. Scott with the lead. Under 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Biggerstaff on the left wing inside the arc, lost the ball, stolen away by Wendy. Wendy had the ball slapped out of his hand, out of bounds by Biggerstaff. And it'll be Scott of basketball out of bounds on their sideline as Zach Sparrow will check in. And Biggerstaff's going to sit down. So Connor Smith will inbound on their sideline. Gives it to Kale Wendy. As Wendy back to Smith on the right wing. Out pops Newland between the two circles. Maris at the free throw line to Smith. Now Newland will try three on the way. In and out, no good. And Hoeing comes off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Sparrow on the left wing. Sparrow back to Biggerstaff. Now Hoeing, not Biggerstaff, but Burhorst. Hoeing has it in the right corner. Burhorst with three on the way. No good. Frazier with the rebound. His foot back, no good, but he was fouled. The foul is going to be on Elias Sevitz. So Sevitz picks up his first foul. And at the line, we'll go Kyle Frazier. Looks for his first points of the ball game. Shots up. Got it. First point for Kyle Frazier. 23-21. Scott with the lead. 2:13 left to play in the first half. As Frazier, second free throw. Got them both. Nice touch by Kyle Frazier. 1 point, Scott will lead with the basketball. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy to the top of the key. And now we want to throw it to Newland, and Newland broke for the basket just as Wendy threw the basketball. It goes out of bounds, so it'll be Canton basketball. Sparrow in the back towards the Burhorst. Across the timeline to Hoeing. Hoeing to Burhorst. Burhorst kicks off to Brewer in the left corner. Now Sparrow around the top of the key, hands it off to Burhorst between the two circles. Sparrow for three on the way. No good. Brewer with the rebound. He fans back out. Now he's in a double team. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Burhorst on the left wing. Across the free throw line. Underneath the Sparrow. Missed the shot. Frazier got it. Put it back up and in. Kyle Frazier with 4 points, and it's a 1 point Canton lead. 24-23. 1:20 left to play in the first half. As Wendy has it in between the two circles. Finds Elliott or Sevitz on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Wendy. Sevitz has it between the two circles to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy gets it back to Connor Smith. Now Ferris to Sevitz. Wendy for three on the way. No good. And Burhorst comes off the rebound. As Burhorst Brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Brewer for three on the way. Bullseye. Justin Brewer with 10 points. The 4-point Canton lead, 27-23 as Wendy. That's the ball stopped out of his hand. Instead of letting the ball go, Wendy tried to pick it back up, and it was out of bounds, so it'll be Canton basketball. Out of bounds on the near sideline is Hoeing with inbound. 38 seconds left to play in the half. That's Burhorst. We'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Brewer in the left corner to the left wing. Now Burhorst puts it out to Hoeing. Hoeing lost the ball. Loose on the floor. They call a jump ball. All the way to the station back to Scottish County. 27-23. Canton up by two. 24 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Cale Wendy. We'll bring it across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Newland. To Trevin Small on the deep left wing. Inside to Cooper. Heyman. Now inside to Smith. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Smith will try a three on the way. Bullseye! Connor Smith at the buzzer. Hits the three. Now a play at the buzzer not answered. And that's the end of the first half. What's the score? Canton 27, Schuyler County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. Serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoga, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 8 above tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 24. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to around 16, overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 17.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament for 2022. And we're at halftime of the second boys game of the evening. It's a 3-6 matchup. Schuyler County is the number 3 seed, Canton the number 6 seed. And we're at halftime in Canton leading Schuyler County 27-26. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Canton. Brady Hoeing with 2 points. Dalton Burhorst with 11. Justin Brewer with 10. And Kyle Frazier with 4. For Schuyler County, Cale Wendy with 9 points. Mason Humphrey with 2. Cooper Amon with 4. Trevin Small with 3. Connor Smith with 6. And Noah Newen with 2. Canton led 14-12 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Canton 14-13 in the second quarter. Canton leads here at halftime 27-26. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.SchuylerCountyTimes.com today.
Jerry and Larry's family auto shop needed a small business loan fast so they could hire more help. Jerry suggested OnDeck.com, but instead, Larry called...
Loan Cannon, launch the cash! Oh, yeah!
Oh, no. Oh, right in the fender!
Stop! Loan Cannon! Why?
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. We're at halftime of the second boys game of the night. And Canton leading Schuyler County 27-26. In the first game, it was a 4-5 matchup. It was a thriller as Princeton come from behind to defeat Schuyler County 59-56. Princeton led in scoring by Talon Holt with 25 points, Mason Morris with 18, while Schuyler County led by Hunter Holt with 18 points, Cabe Hamlin with 25. Princeton led 18-14 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Schuyler outscored Princeton 17-8 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 31-26 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton outscored Schuyler 16-15. Schuyler led 46-42 after three. In the fourth quarter, it was Princeton outscoring Schuyler 17-10. And Princeton wins at 59-56. Princeton improves to 10-16, while Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 8-16. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to thank our area farmers for their strong work ethic, which puts food on our tables. They know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so Slayton Polaris is offering a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Polaris Ag Advantage Program. Get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free 2-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our area farmers from Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Rockstars at Home, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rockstar dreams start at home. Just ask Sting.
I lived right next door to a shipyard. Now I would think as a kid, is this what I will do when I grow up? The yard was a terrifying place, noisy, dangerous. So I had this other fantasy that I would be a musician.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Where to Escape with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg, sponsored by Bank of America. International travel is back, and Peter has his sights set on the Emerald Isle.
There are 196 countries in the world, about 180 of them you can go to now. Their vaccination levels have to be high. So take a look at Ireland. Most of that country is vaccinated now. They relaxed all the testing restrictions. Anybody can go.
Brought to you by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. Again, I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM FM Memphis. Again, we're at halftime of the second boys game of the evening. And Canton, the number 6 seed, leading number 3 Schuyler County, 27-26. As Schuyler County around Chris Pruitt, Canton boys coming off the court. We're just moments away from the start of the third quarter. Winner of this ball game will play Knox County, the number 2 seed, Thursday night in the second semifinal of the night, 7:30. Again on Thursday night, the winner plays Knox County. First game already set up, Putnam County, the number 1 seed, will play Princeton at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Schuyler County out to the floor. Here comes Canton, and Canton will have the basketball as we start the second half. As Brady Holley will inbound to Dalton Burhorst, and here we go. Burhorst will bring it across the timeline. Burhorst, man-to-man defense by Schuyler County, gives the spiral across the top of the key. Hoeing to Burhorst on the right wing. Now Hoeing on the right wing, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Nolan Newland. That's his first. First team foul against Schuyler County. As Burhorst will inbound on the near sideline to Hoeing. Gets it down to the right corner to Sparrow. Back to Burhorst on the right wing. Burhorst, fall away, 15-footer. If Burhorst says it was partially blocked by Schuyler County, but they're going to give it to Schuyler County. So the Rams down by one with the basketball. It's Cale Lindy across the timeline to Newland on the left wing. Out pops Trevin Small, free throw line to Ferris. Now Wendy on the right wing, on the right baseline to Amon. Amon, 2-footer, got it. Duke Amon with 6 points, a 1-point Schuyler lead. 28-27, as Burhorst will bring it across the timeline. Burhorst gives the ball to Hoeing on the left wing. Tries to get it inside to Frazier, stolen away by Ferris. Ferris will take it right, and Brewer lays it up. Missed it, but blocking foul on Brewer. So Preston Brewer picks up his second personal foul. As Ryan Ferris will go to the line and shoot a pair, Ferris looks for his first points of the ball game. First shot up, got it. 1 point for Ryan Ferris, 2 points Schuyler lead, 29-27. It's Ryan Ferris, eyes it, fires it, got it. 2 points for Ryan Ferris, 3 points Schuyler lead. As Dalton Burhorst with the basketball for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline to the left wing to Hoeing. Hoeing out pops Brewer, top of the key. Brewer gives it to Burhorst on the right wing. Now Hoeing to the right wing. Try to find Burhorst. Hands it off to Burhorst. Almost lost it. Bands out to the right corner. Hoeing on the right wing. Hoeing. Got off on the baseline. Try to get inside to Frazier. Stolen away by Ferris. Ferris will take it right at Burhorst. Push it up. No good. And no foul. Nice play by Burhorst. Gets it out to Sparrow. Hoeing. Skips it over to Brewer in the left corner. Brewer lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Cooper Amon. Amon at the free throw line. Now Wendy on the right wing. Wendy takes it in among the trees. Lost the handle on the basketball. Stolen away by Sparrow. Sparrow gives it a hole and takes it right at Cooper Amon off glass. Got it. 4 points for Brady Hoeing. 1 point Schuyler lead, 30-29 with the basketball. Trevin Small on the left wing to Ferris. Free throw line shot up. Missed it. Wide open 15-footer. Didn't go down, and Burhorst to the rebound. Gets it ahead to Brewer on the left wing. Now Sparrow takes it to the right block. Sparrow walked with it. So it goes back to Schuyler County. Ferris will inbound to Cale Lindy. As Lindy will bring it across the timeline, Trevin Small on the left wing. To Newland, now to the right wing to go to Lindy. Lindy back to Small between two circles, to Newland on the left wing. Newland back too small, top of the key for three. No good. And Wendy kept the rebound alive, picked up by Frazier. Gets it to Sparrow, to Burhorst. Down to Brewer. Now Hoeing takes it inside, gives it to Frazier. Missed the shot. Wyatt open on the block, and the rebound comes off to Cooper Amon. Amon to the top of the key. Now Small has it between the two circles. Small gives it to Newland on the left wing. Small between the two circles to Newland. Newland back to Wendy, back to Newland. 2-3 zone by Canton. That's Wendy. And now we got a whistle and a foul, an illegal moving pick set by Small. The seven Small picked up his first foul. Connor Smith will check in. Nolan Newland checks out for the Rams. 4:46 left to play in the third quarter. 30-29. Skyler with the lead. Canton with the basketball. Burhorst between the two circles. Sparrow on the right wing inside to Frazier with a double team. And Frazier is tied up by Ryan Ferris. Alternating possession comes back to Skyler County. That's what the light says anyway. Well, okay, it'll be Canton basketball. Now Burhorst, three-pointer on the way, bullseye. 14 points for Dalton Burhorst, a two-point Canton lead. Wendy gets it to Ryan Ferris, right side of the circle. Now Small on the right wing, inside to Ferris, the free throw line. Smith, three-pointer on the way, no good. And off the rebound comes Preston Brewer. Gives it to Burhorst. Now Sparrow on the right wing to Burhorst, back to Sparrow. Inside Hoeing, pick up the shot, missed it, and the foul is going to be on Cooper Amon. So Cooper Amon picks up his second personal foul. And Brady Hoeing will be at the line and shoot two shots. He has four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. 4:03 left to play in the third quarter. 32-30, Canton with the lead. As Hoeing, second free throw. On the way. Got it. So Brady Hoeing with 5 points. 3 points, can't believe. Here comes Wendy in among the trees. Wendy gets the ball out to Ryan Ferris. That is knocked out of his hand and out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. So now Mason Humphrey will check in and Trevin Small will set down. Cooper Amon to inbound. Amon looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Smith on the left wing. Dribbles to off top of the key to Humphrey. Now Amon dotted line. Shot up. Missed it. And Frazier off the rebound out to Brewer. To Burhorst. But Burhorst will bring it across the timeline. Round the top of the key to the baseline. Fall away. 10-footer, no good. Cooper Amon all the rebound. Gets it out to Humphrey. Humphrey in a double team. And we got a whistle and a foul. In fact, Skyler County got a timeout. 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. It's Canton 33, Skyler County 30. And back in 30 seconds, this is KLEM Sports.
Look up and live. When using ladders, don't overlook safety. Dozens of people are killed each year when ladders contact overhead power lines. Take note of electrical lines before you tackle your DIY project. Carry ladders and other long equipment horizontally and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
3.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Canton 33, Skyler 30, and Skyler with the basketball is Wendy. Has it between the two circles. Now aiming on the right side of the circle. Smith, the swing of the left wing to Mason Humphrey. Now the rebound, Ryan Ferris. Puts it back up and in as the shot is missed by Connor Smith. The 1 point, Canton lead with the basketball is Hoeing across the timeline to Sparrow. Sparrow right on the top of the key. Gives the ball to Taylor Frazier. Back in the ball game. Now Bear Horse tried a wild shot, hit the side of the backboard, and saddled the rebound. As Wendy will try a three, missed it. And Bear Horse comes off the rebound, gets it back out to Frazier. Frazier lost it. Now he's tied up by Ferris. And all the way in position of the jump ball comes back to Scott County. 2:39 left to play in the third quarter. Noah Newland checks in. Mason Humphrey will check out. Connor Smith on the far sideline will inbound. Gets it to Wendy. Wendy to the left wing. He goes to Newland. Newland back to Smith, top of the key to aim at the free throw line. Out pops Newland, top of the key. Now Smith for three. Bullseye! Connor Smith with 9 points. 2 points, Schuyler lead, 35-33, Bear Horse. Just Farrell on the right wing, dribbles around the top of the key to Frazier. Now Hoeing top of the key to Frazier on the right wing. Hoeing on the right wing. Inside it goes to Frazier. He's in a double team. Lost the ball, but he was fouled. The foul's going to be on the floor. They're going to call the foul on Noah Newland. So Noah Newland picks up his second personal foul. 16 foul against Schuyler County. Bear Horse inbounds to Hoeing. Wide open three on the way. Bullseye! Brody Hoeing with 8 points. 1 point Canton lead. Newland on the left wing. Smith, free throw line. Cooper Amon to Smith. Now Newland. Bounce pass to Amon. Amon gets it back out to Smith with another three on the way. No good. Rebound tipped out to Farrell, and it's knocked out of Farrell's hands by Ferris. Then they can't basketball. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. Trevin Small will check in. Cooper Amon will check out. It's Bear Horse. Inbounds to Farrell. Back to Bear Horse. It's Bear Horse. We're walking across the timeline. 36-35. Can't move the lead. Farrell on the left wing, beyond the arc. Out top point, top of the key. The right side of the circle. Now Frazier, free throw line. Inside the play. Kyle Frazier puts up the shot. Got it. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. Foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris, and that's his first. So first foul on Ryan Ferris. And Kyle Frazier with 6 points, looking for seven shots. Up, in and out. No good. And Kyle Frazier with the rebound, whistle and a foul, and the foul was over the back of Kyle Wendy. So Frazier picks up his first foul. Back to a three-point, can't lead, 1:19 left to play in the third quarter. As Kyle Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Small has it on the deep left wing to Wendy between the two circles, out pops Ferris. In the left corner, it goes to Trevin Small. To Ferris. Ferris kicks it back to Small in the corner. Small takes it right at Frazier, puts the shot up, no good. Gets the rebound, gets Frazier in the air. Missed the shot, but the foul's going to be on Frazier. And that's his second. The two fouls on Kyle Frazier. 58 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Trevin Small with three, looking for four. Shots on the way, left to short. Still 38-35, Canton up by three. Small three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Trevin Small. 2 point Canton lead as Bear Horse to Farrell. Farrell looks for somebody, gets it back to Bear Horse, across the timeline to Hoeing. Back to Bear Horse, top of the key. He'll launch a three, in and out, no good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. To Wendy. As Kale Wendy takes it down the far sideline. Back to Smith between the two circles. Wendy on the right wing. Wendy will bring it out between the two circles. To Small at the top of the key. Wendy will try a three. Bullseye! Kale Wendy with 12 points. 1 point, Schuyler lead, 39-38, 16 seconds left to play in the quarter. Hoeing gives it to Sparrow on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Biggerstaff. Now they get it underneath. 7, follow the left hand, hooked it up, got it. 6 points to 7, fall, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Scott County 41, Canton 38. Back in a moment, this is KMEM Sports.
Maybe into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
A big
8 minutes left to play in this boys' quarterfinal. Boys, Schuyler County, the 3-seed, 41. Canton, the 6-seed, 38. And it will be Canton will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. As Dalton Burhorst will come down on the far sideline. Burhorst gets it into Hoeing. Back to Burhorst between the two circuits. And the ball picked up by Smith. Hoeing on the left wing. Burhorst on the left wing. Hoeing in the left corner. Gets the ball out to Farrell, and it's stolen away by Noah Newham. A whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Jack Sparrow, and that's his second. That's a 15 foul against Cam. Seven small will inbound to Kittle Wendy. Wendy gives it to Smith on the left wing. Pick Wendy between the two circles to Smith on the left wing. Small to the right wing, Wendy. Gives over to Small. Small will drive right at Frazier. Puts a shot up high off glass. Got it. 8 points for 7, Small. 5 points, got a lead. It's Burhorst across the timeline. Sparrow lost the ball out. Had it stolen away by Wendy and picked up by Newland. Back to Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Small on the right wing. Bounce pass to Smith between the two circles. Cale Wendy will try a three. In and out, no good. And skips across the rim, and Preston Brewer off the rebound to Hoeing. Now Burhorst. Burhorst gives the ball to Brewer. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound to Trevin Small. And Small between the two circles. Now Wendy at the top of the key. And Smith inside. It goes to Newland. Newland picks up the shot. No good. As Frazier alters his shot, Brewer off the rebound. Sparrow will take it right at Wendy. Put up a shot. It wouldn't go down. The foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. So Wendy picks up his first foul. 17 foul against Schuyler County. Zach Sparrow will go to the line to shoot a pair. Looking for his first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Danced all over the place and would not go down. 43-48, Schuyler County with a lead. 6:34 left to play in the game. Winner plays Knox County on Thursday night. Sparrow's second free throw, got it. So a point for Zach Sparrow, 4 points, Schuyler lead. They get it inside to Wendy, off glass, got it. 14 points for Cale Wendy. 6 points, Schuyler lead. Hoeing on the right wing, the Burhorst. Now to Brewer in the left corner. Gets it out to Sparrow on the left wing. Burhorst between the two circles to Hoeing. He'll want to drive the baseline. Kicks it out to Sparrow. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Hoeing with the rebound. Put up a shot. Rejected by Cale Wendy. Wendy comes away with it. Gets it to Small. Small takes it right at Frazier. Puts it off. Glass got it. 6 points for Trevin Small, and now Canton wants a timeout. 5:53 left to play in the game. Valley County 47, Canton 39. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Vicks NyQuil Severe tackles your worst cold and flu symptoms, changing this into this. NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, stuffy head, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold, medicine. Use as directed.
Hey, Ray Maliazzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler High School. Canton with the basketball. Trailing 47-39 is Burrhorst. Gives it Sparrow, top of the key. Now Hoeing between the two circles of Sparrow and the left corner to Brewer. Back to Sparrow. Hoeing between the two circles. Hoeing looks inside, can't find anybody, finds Burrhorst on the right wing. Burrhorst gets it inside to Frazier. Frazier turns, puts it off glass, missed it. And a whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Connor Smith. I'm sure it's going to be on Connor Smith. That's who's on. That's his first. And Frazier will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 18 fouls against Schuyler County. Kyle Frazier was 6, looking for 7, and missed it. Now a lane violation against somebody. Evidently against Schuyler County, so Kyle Frazier will shoot another one. Ryan Ferris will check in. Noah Newland will check out. 5:23 left to play in the game. That's Frazier. 6, looking for 7. Shots up. Got it. 7 points for Frazier. 47-40. Schuyler County with the lead. Frazier eyes it, fires it, got them both. 8 points for Kyle Frazier. 6 points, Schuyler lead, and Wendy gives it to Smith on the right wing. To Wendy between the two circles. Kevin Small on the right wing. Right side of the circle to Cooper Amon. Amon bounce past to Wendy. Wendy will drive the baseline, put up a shot, missed it. And Ryan Ferris had it, put up a shot, missed it. And now Cale Wendy comes away with it. To Amon on the left side of the circle. Kevin Small. Small takes a little 5-foot floater. Got it. 12 points for Trevin Small. 8 points, got a lead. Burrhorst gets across the timeline to Sparrow to Burrhorst. Burrhorst lost it, picked up by Trevin Small. 2-on-1 fast break. Wendy with the left hand missed it. And the rebound comes off Wendy's hands, goes out of bounds. It'll be Camp Basketball, 4:37 left to play. Pressure by Schuyler County. Burrhorst gets the ball back to Sparrow to Burrhorst. Burrhorst gets it over to Hoeing on the right wing inside the arc. Wide open three for Sparrow. Bullseye. Zach Sparrow with 4. That's 49-44. 5 points got the lead. It's Wendy. Drops it off on the right wing to Small. Now Smith between the two circles to Small between the two circles. Wendy drives the baseline against Frazier. Puts it up and got it. And Scale Wendy with 16 points. 51-44. Burrhorst across the timeline. Schuyler with the lead. Canton with the basketball. Sparrow gives it to Brewer in the left corner. Inside to Frazier. A whistle and a foul. Maybe on Connor Smith again. And it will be. So Connor Smith picks up his second personal foul. And Kyle Frazier will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. That's 9 team fouls against Schuyler County. Frazier with 8, looking for 9. Shots up, got it. 9 points for Kyle Frazier. 51-45, Noah Newland will check back in as Cale Wendy will set down for a breather. Frazier with 9, looking for 10. Shots on the way, got it both. Kyle Frazier with 10 points. back to a 5-point Schuyler County lead, 51-46. Devin Small, to the left wing, goes to Smith. Amon at the free throw line, inside to Wyatt Ferris, back to Amon. It rolled clear around the rim. Finally rolled through, 8 points for Cooper Amon. Now Sparrow dribbles along the top of the key, gets it over to Hoeing for three, on the way, no good. And Hoeing comes off the rebound, saves it, and bounds to Frazier, off glass, got it. 12 points for Kyle Frazier. 53-48. Devin Small will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Smith on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Ferris. As Ferris gets it inside to Amon. Amon gets it back out to Smith for three. In and out, no good. And off the rebound, Cooper Amon gives it to Small on the right wing. In the middle, in between the two circles, to Smith. Smith just threw a bullet at Ferris couldn't hang on to, and stolen away by Burhorst. To Brewer, to Burhorst. Now calling for three, no good. And off the rebound is Ryan Ferris. Ferris will bring it across the timeline to the right side of the circle. Gives it out to Smith on the left wing. Now Small has it between the two circles. To Smith on the left wing. Inside to Ferris on the left block. Cooper Amon puts up the shot, missed it. But do the foul. The foul's going to be on Preston Brewer. Preston Brewer picked up his third personal foul. Cooper Amon will go to the line to shoot two shots. As Amon with eight looking for nine. Shot up, missed it. Cale Wendy will check back in, and out goes Connor Smith. Now Canton wants a timeout. 2:19 left to play in the ball game. It's Schuyler County 53, Canton 48, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
In a world where a single touch can threaten the surfaces of your home, there's Microban 24. Just one spray fights bacteria all day.
Bacteria incoming. Shields up, defenders.
When used as directed, Microban 24 sanitizing spray forms a defensive shield that keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch.
Threat eliminated.
Microban 24. Don't just sanitize it, Microban it. Now spraying in a store near you.
2:19 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 53, Canton 48. And it'll be Cooper Amon at the line to shoot his second free throw. It's Amon again with 8 points, looking for nine. Nine team fouls for Schuyler, six against Canton. As Amon's shot up, got it. 9 points for Cooper Amon. 6 points, Schuyler lead. Hoeing brings it across the timeline. Hoeing gives it to Sparrow between the two circles. Now Burhorst between the two circles to Hoeing. Hoeing dribbles between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Finds Burhorst on the left wing. They look inside for Frazier. Can't find him. Out pops Brewer, top of the key. Now Hoeing for three. Bullseye! Brady Hoeing with 11 points. 3 points, Schuyler lead, 54-51, with 1:45 left to play. As Newland gives it to Cooper Amon on the right wing, and Amon trying to get it to Ferris, threw it right to Brewer. Then Brewer lost it, walked, got by with it, and Canton calls a timeout. 1:34 left to play in the ball game. It's Schuyler County 54. Canton 51, back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
smartaboutmoney.org. The easy place to start when you want to get smart.
1:34 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 54, Canton 51. Canton will inbound underneath their own basket as Hoeing. We get it to Burhorst in the right corner. Out to Sparrow. Knocks it Burhorst. Wide open. Three. Bullseye. Walton Burhorst with 17 points. We're tied at 54. Driver with the basketball. Cale Windy takes it to the right wing. Hands it off to Small on the right wing. Small takes it right as Frazier off glass. Missed it. And Frazier off the rebound. To Burhorst. As Burhorst across the timeline to Hoeing. Between the two circles. Well, it's Hoeing. Guarded by Kevin Small. 1 minute left to play. Hoeing around to the right wing and the double team gets it back to Burhorst. For three. Bullseye! Two screens in a row by Dalton Burhorst. And Schuyler County calls a timeout. 50.4 seconds left to play in the ball game. It's Camp 57. Schuyler County 54, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
57-54, 50 seconds left to play in the game. Here comes Cale Windy across the timeline to the right wing. Newland to the left side of the circle to Cooper Amon. Now Trevin Small has it between the two circles. And the man defense is Small, gives it to Ryan Ferris. And Ferris makes a bad pass. Bounce pass right to Sparrow. Burhorst to Sparrow to Hoeing. And Hoeing is fouled by Nolan Newland. Stops the clock with 26 seconds left to play in the game. So Brady Hoeing will go to the line and shoot two shots. That's the 10th team foul. Connor Smith will check in as Hoeing on the night with 11 points, looking for 12. Eyes it, fires it. And missed it. So now Connor Smith will check in, and Nolan Newland will set down. So Hoeing, 11, looking for 12. Isaac, deep breath, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Cooper Amon to Cale Windy. Windy with plenty of time. Seven Small on a right wing. Now, Cooper Amon down in the left corner. Amon looks for somebody to throw it to. And now, Schuyler County has to call a timeout. 10.5 seconds left to play in the game. Canton 57, Schuyler County 54, back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
If you're checked by a conservation agent while hunting, keep the muzzle of your firearm pointed in a safe direction as he or she approaches and follow the instructions given. The agent may ask to inspect your permits, firearms, and any wildlife you possess. Most hunters contacted by agents are obeying the wildlife laws. Just because you're being checked does not mean you've done anything wrong. Remember, agents have a job to do, and that is to enforce the wildlife code and other state laws. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betheretheforveterans.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. As Schuyler County inbounded the basketball and immediately fouled Cale Windy. Smart move. They're up by three. He can only shoot two. First shot, missed it. And the rebound comes up. Connor Smith, three-pointer on the way. Oh, God! He hit him with 3 seconds left. Burhorst, a player to buzzer, no good. We're going overtime. 57-56. exactly 7. We're going overtime, and I'll be back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help, with a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships. Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 57 apiece at the end of regulation. We go into a four-minute overtime, the first overtime of the ball game, and Frazier will jump center against Ryan Ferris. As everybody shifts around, Bill Carnes again will throw the ball up. Up in the air. Rebound of the tip goes to Cam Hoeing with the basketball. Hoeing gives it to Burhort. Now they try to go underneath the barrel, and the pass is stolen away by Kale Wendy. Wendy takes it right at Frazier, puts up the shot of Burhort. It goes down. He's fouled. It counts. And Burhorst just picked up the foul. That's his first. And for Kale Wendy, that is 18 points, looking for 19. Schuyler County draws first blood in the first overtime as Wendy shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Frazier comes away with it. Gets it out to Brewer, to Burhorst. Burhorst will bring it across the timeline. Hoeing for three on the way. No good. Brewer with a rebound. Puts his shot up. No good. And a rebound taken by Brewer. Ball's round. Picks back up. Burhorst for three. Bullseye. The kid is unconscious. That's three threes in a row for Norton Burhorst. Now a one-point Canton lead. Small gives it to Wendy on the right wing beyond the arc. Skips to the left wing to Small. Gets it inside to Ferris. Ferris caught it, tried to no touch pass it to Amon. Amon couldn't hang on to it. Stole away by Burhorst. Now Sparrow will try three. No good. And off to the rebound. Jumps Hoeing. Hoeing hits the deck. Whistle and a foul. Foul against Schuyler County. And they're going to call it on Ryan Ferris. And that's his second. So Hoeing will go to the line to shoot two shots. He has 8 looking for 9. 11 looking for 12. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Brady Hoeing. And it's a 2-point Canton lead, 61-59 in the first overtime. As Hoeing eyes it, fires it, got them both. Brady Hoeing with 13 points. 3-point lead is the three on the way by Wendy out of the corner. Missed it, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. Oh, the foul is going to be on Dalton Burhorst. So two fouls on Burhorst. And Cooper Amon will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1, 19 fouls against Canton. 2:47 left to play in the first overtime. So Amon with 9 looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points for Cooper Amon. 62-60, Canton with the lead. As Amon with 10 looking for 11. Ball's up, it's good. 11 points for Cooper Amon. 1-point Canton lead with the basketball as Dalton Burhorst brings it across the timeline. Burhorst takes down the left lane, lost the ball, stolen away by Schuyler County. Kale Wendy gets the ball to Trevin Small. Now Small takes it to the right lane, kicks it back out, aim on top of the key for three. Bullseye! Cooper Amon with 14 points. 2 points, final lead, 64-62. Hoeing across the timeline, around the top of the key, on the left side of the circle. To Sparrow at the top of the key, the Burrhorse on the left wing. Three point on the way, bullseye! Four in a row for Dalton Burrhorse. 26 points for Burrhorse. Now a bad pass, stolen away by Hoeing. Takes it to the left wing. Gets it back out to Brewer. Brewer had the ball slapped away, picked up by Burrhorse. Back to Brewer between the two circles. Burrhorse between the two circles. Around the top of the key, the left wing. Guarded by Cale Wendy. Gives it to Sparrow at the top of the key. Burrhorse, another three on the way. No good. And rebound. Kicks out of bounds. Last touch by Cooper Amon. So it's Canton basketball. Now a timeout. Skyler Kelly wants to talk things over. 1:34 left to play in the first overtime. Canton 65, Skyler County 64. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
My husband is a wonderful man. He's a great father, funny and loving when he's not drinking. When he drinks, he becomes a complete stranger, angry and mean. Not the man I fell in love with. I've become really good at pretending everything's okay for the kids' sake, but it's taking a toll on me. I'm so angry that my husband chooses alcohol over us. If he really loved us, he'd stop drinking, right? My counselor suggested I try Al-Anon family groups. At first, I didn't understand why she wanted me to go. I'm not the one with the problem, but I'm glad I went. I heard people's stories, and they sound exactly like mine. I knew I was in the right place. Do you worry about how much someone drinks? You are not alone. Al-Anon or Alateen can help. For more information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
1:34 left to play in the first overtime. Cam 65, Skyler 64, Cam with the basketball. Hoeing will inbound to Brewer on the right wing. To the right side of the circle, now Sparrow gives it out to Burrhorse. Around the top of the key, Burrhorse, the Brewer on the left baseline. Plans back out to the left wing. Now Hoeing gives it to Sparrow. Sparrow between the two circles. Sparrow picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Finds Hoeing at the timeline. Hoeing to the free throw line, gets it inside to Frazier. Off glass, got it. Kyle Frazier with 14 points. 67-64. Canton up by three. Connor Smith with the basketball and throws it to the sideline. Past Trevin Spire. Goes out of bounds. Noah Newland checks in. And Connor Smith will check out. 56 seconds left. Skyler Kelly going to have to dark Ballon, I think, is Farrell in the backcourt. Man-to-man defense by Skyler. Farrell is fouled by Trevin Small. Small picks up his second foul, and Zach Sparrow will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Zach Sparrow with 4 points, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. 51 seconds left to play in the first overtime. As Sparrow again with four, looking for five. Shot on the way, missed it. And Ryan Farrell falls the rebound to Cale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Small has it on the deep right wing, in the right corner to Wendy. Wendy's three on the way. Bullseye! Cale Wendy with 21 points. And now another timeout on the floor. 36 seconds left to play in the first overtime. We're tied at 67. Back in a minute, this is KNEM Sports.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives. and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on healthcare than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower healthcare costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
35.8 seconds left to play in the first overtime. Tied at 67, Canton will have the basketball. As Hoeing will inbound. No pressure by Schuyler County. Hoeing gets it in to Sparrow, back to Hoeing. As Hoeing will bring it across the timeline between the two circles, picked up by Wendy. Hoeing down the right lane. Gets the ball to Burhorse on the right wing. To Brewer, top of the key. Sparrow on the left wing. To Hoeing. Hoeing gets it out on the baseline to Brewer, out in the right corner. Now back to Hoeing, down to 10 seconds. Brewer gets it in to Frazier off top. It's good. With 4 seconds. As they get it ahead to Smalls, off the man. Back to the end of the ball game. Back to the end of the ball game. As Canton upsets Schuyler County in overtime, 69-67. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High of 22. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 16. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 16.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Tonight was boys' night out, and both games they put on the show, as in this last game, it was the number 6 seed, Canton Tigers, in overtime, defeating the number 3 seed, Schuyler County Rams, 59-57. I think that was right. I've written it down wrong, but it's 59-57. I know is what it is. So as soon as I get this all straightened out, again, in overtime, Canton beat Schuyler County 59-57. Let's take a look at the scoring first for Canton. Zach Sparrow with 4 points. Brady Hoeing with 13. Dalton Berhorst with 26, Preston Brewer with 10, and Kyle Frazier with 16. While Schuyler County led by Cale Wendy with 21 points, Mason Humphrey with 2, Cooper Amon with 14, Trevin Small with 12, Connor Smith with 12, Ryan Ferris with 4, and Noah Newland with 2. Canton led 14-12 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Canton 14-13 in the second quarter, and Canton led 27-26 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Canton 15-11. Schuyler County led 41-38 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Canton outscoring. Okay, I was looking the wrong one. 19-16, and we were tied at 57 at the end of regulation. Then in the overtime, Canton outscored Schuyler County 12-10, and Canton wins at 69-57. So got to straighten that back out. So that was 19. Maybe I can remember. Anyway, Canton improves to 8-14, while Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 10-15. And again, it's time to say goodbye to two outstanding seniors playing their last game as a Schuyler County Ram. Trevin Small, the 5'11 guard, and Noah Newland at 5'9 and a guard. So Trevin Small and Noah Newland playing again their last game as a Schuyler County Ram. They have played well all through high school, football and basketball for the Schuyler County Rams. Baseball is coming up. They'll be out for that. They have represented Schuyler County with everything they had, and we wish both those young men well in whatever they decide to do. So, again, good luck to Trevin Small and Noah Newland. Thank you for the memories. In the first game of the evening, it was a 4-5 game, and number 5, Princeton, defeats Scotland County, number 4 seed, 59-56, as Princeton was led in scoring by Mason Morris with 18 points, Talon Holt with 25, Scotland County led by Cave Hamlin with 25, Hunter Holt with 18. Princeton led 18-14 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Princeton 17-8 in the second quarter and led 31-26 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton outscored Scotland 16-15, and Scotland led 46-42 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Princeton outscored Scotland 17-10. Princeton wins it 59-56. Princeton improves to 10-16, while Scotland County ends their season with a record of 8-16. And again, the game you just heard on KMM in overtime, it was Canton, the number 6 seed, defeating number 3 Schuyler County, 69-67. Canton led in scoring by Dalton Berhorst with 26 points. Preston Brewer with 10. Kyle Frazier with 16. Brady Hoeing with 13. While Schuyler County led by Cale Wendy with 21 points. Cooper Amon with 14. Trevin Small with 12. And Connor Smith with 12 points. So Canton improves to 8-14. They survive in advance. Schuyler County ends their season with a record of 10-15. Coming up tomorrow night here at Schuyler County High School, it's the girls' semifinal at 6 o'clock. The number 1 seed, Schuyler County Lady Tigers, take on the Princeton Lady Tigers at 6 o'clock. Then followed at 7:30, number 2 seed, Schuyler County Lady Rams and the Canton Lady Tigers, the number 3 seed. You'll hear them both right here on KMEM. For producer Dave Bowden from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis.